Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm really, really happy that this person was able to come on the show. A lot of times I tell you that people are one of the best, and that's the case. I think this person is the best person talking about gambling in the media. Nick Costos joins us on the show today. He is with You Bet or You Bet. Nick, how you doing today, my man?
What's going on, my man? Great to be on with you today.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. I read this stat to begin the show today. Since 2007, double-digit underdogs are 27-9-1 against the spread on Monday Night Football since 2007. Now, I like Kansas City. I imagine you also like Kansas City. But historically, the numbers suggest that Washington is going to keep this game interesting.
Great. Well, history can suggest that. I would say that history isn't going up against Patrick Mahomes tonight. It's the this terrible Washington Commanders secondary. And Carrington, like, you're right with what you're saying about double-digit dogs covering in spots like this. And we have seen the Commanders get bet pretty heavily over the course of the day today. Yesterday, this point spread sitting in the range of Chiefs minus 12.5, close to hitting 13, but not quite there. I'm looking at my odds screen right now for BetMGM. Kansas City, a 10-point home favorite now. So a pretty big move driving this all the way down to 10. And while I can understand why this is the case, you can think about last week's point spread with Kansas City and Vegas kind of in a similar fashion. And the idea that there's a big difference, obviously, right, between even a Washington team without Jaden Daniels and whatever the hell the Raiders put on the field last week. I still don't think the betting market, Carrington, and I think your audience will love to hear this, and I've been consistent with this from the start of the season, I don't think the betting market is caught up yet to how good the Chiefs are. And now that this offense is complete, like in its full form now with Rashee Rice back, even with Josh Simmons out tonight, and Trey Smith doubtful, like this is not the defensive line that's built to take advantage of that. The Commanders' defensive line is injury depleted. Dorrance Armstrong, their best pass rusher, is out for the season. Here's like 40-year-old Von Miller. I think they're going to get no heat on Mahomes. I think Mahomes is going to have his absolute way with the Commanders' defense in this game. And on the flip side, you know, maybe Marcus Mariota can stroll in through the back door at the end of the game, but I would never want to bet on that. I think the Chiefs win. I think the Chiefs cover, and I think it gives them momentum, Carrington, heading into next Sunday's game in Buffalo, where I expect the Chiefs to win and cover that one as well.
I love a good anytime touchdown bet. Who are some of your favorite in this game?
Can I give you kind of like an offshoot of that, like a weird answer to the question?
Let's do it.
Okay. So Breshard Smith, who I like a lot, right? Kansas City's like seventh-round rookie running back who got a ton of burn last week against the Raiders, mostly in the run game when the game was out of hand. But we're seeing him used in the pass game as well, where he's kind of used similarly to the way Jerick McKinnon was when McKinnon was really having a ton of success in this Chiefs offense. But I found it noteworthy. in the second half last week, and obviously, like, Mahomes is pulled at the end of the third quarter, and the Chiefs are killing the Raiders, right? Where Pacheco exits the game and Kareem Hunt exits the game, and Breshard Smith gets a ton of carries. Now, I'm expecting kind of a similar outcome tonight. I'm not insinuating the Commanders are going to run 30 plays on offense and get boat raced the way that the Raiders did, and Mahomes is out before the fourth quarter. But I do think Kansas City is going to win this game comfortably. And based on what we saw last week, I think that means that we see Breshard Smith as the running back at the end of the game. Now, in order to place this bet, you, the listener, you, Carrington, have to agree with my handicap and think that Kansas City's up multiple scores at the end of the game. And if that's the case, I think Breshard Smith's the running back. So I don't want to bet Breshard Smith anytime touchdown. I would like to bet Breshard Smith to score the last touchdown of tonight's game.
Right now, we're talking to Nick Costos here for a couple more minutes, taking a look through the gambling perspective of the game. Let's fast forward to next week. I was looking at the look-ahead line. The Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite against Buffalo. Are you surprised? Is that about right to you for the Chiefs to be a road favorite in Buffalo, just given the fact that the Chiefs have kind of struggled against Buffalo in the regular season?
Yeah, I think, yes. Kansas City definitely needs to be favored. If they weren't, they would be bet to a favorite immediately. Buffalo looked good yesterday against Carolina. I mean, you could convince me that Andy Dalton was, like, going to join the NWO after the game and put on, like, a Buffalo Bills jersey as bad as he was in that game yesterday. It will be an entirely different story for the Bills defense, which stinks. And I've said that from preseason and this summer that I'm never going to take Buffalo. I won't take Baltimore either. I will never take Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl, to go through Kansas City, because this defense is no good. Because the defensive line isn't good, and they just lost the best defensive lineman, Ed Oliver, to a torn biceps. He's going to be out indefinitely. The linebackers are no good. I don't think the secondary is good either. And I think Mahomes is going to slice and dice them. So I actually think it's a healthy amount of respect for Buffalo that Kansas City's only going to be a 1.5-point road favorite. I am going to love the Kansas City Chiefs, Carrington, assuming they get through tonight's game unscathed from an injury perspective. I can't wait to bet the Chiefs coming up next Sunday. And I know I sound like a homer right now for Kansas City. I'm actually from New York. I just call it like I see it. I think this is the best team in the league. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Last one here. Give us one kind of flyer player prop that you like out there. Maybe something with decent odds, 8-1, 10-1, 12-1. Somebody wants to put $5 on it, can maybe win $50, $60.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, and this is for, like, anything tonight almost in the world of sports?
No, Chiefs Commanders.
Yeah, I think that Breshard Smith last touchdown bet's going to be pretty good. I like some Breshard Smith stuff in this game, where over 7.5 rushing yards, again, with the thought process being, if they're up big, and I think they will be up big at the end of the game, like, he's going to be the guy getting the carries. If I had to bet something with Washington tonight, I would actually bet Deebo Samuel over receiving yards. Thought being, Terry McLaurin plays almost entirely on the outside. The Chiefs have done a nice job this year taking away boundary receivers, but Deebo Samuel, kind of with his escapability, he's going to get targets over the middle of the field. He's shown an ability to make guys miss. I do like Deebo Samuel over 41.5 receiving yards if I had to bet that. And let me take a look at the anytime touchdown board here, see if I can give you something that's decent odds. All right, as we get a little down the board, on the Chiefs side, Tyquan Thornton would be where I would look. He's at plus 800. He caught a 43-yarder from Mahomes last week in the win against the Raiders. Now, obviously, his role has been minimized with Rashee Rice back, but he's going to be on the field. And history tells us last week, right, that he's still going to get some targets down the field. Washington's secondary is bad. So Thornton is the guy I would look at from the Chiefs side. And if you wanted to bet a long shot on the Washington side, I would look at rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane, who is a 10-1. Now, obviously, Deebo and McLaurin are back tonight, but I think Lane and McCaffrey, Luke McCaffrey, have kind of carved out roles in this Commanders passing offense. Remember that Mariota is not the starter, meaning that in preseason and in training camp, he's working mostly with backups. We know he has a rapport with Lane. We know he has a rapport with Luke McCaffrey. Lane is the guy that I prefer. Jalen Lane would be my look for Washington at 10-1 if you wanted odds on a Commanders player to score a touchdown.
That is our guy, Nick Costos, joining us on the show today. He is with You Better, You Bet. I think he is the best gambling voice in the country when it comes to this stuff. Nick, great stuff, man. Love catching up with you, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on the show. Let's go Chiefs tonight. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Absolutely. That is our guy, Nick Costos, joining us.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.